It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Blues Traveler and Hook. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
We've got Lois from Kaleidoscope here. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Scott.
That's a strange last name, from Kaleidoscope. What is the origin of that, of your last name?
It's Bohemian.
Okay.
I like it.
Very good. Very good.
I like it.
All right.
Yes.
Touché, I think you call
it. We're going to talk about Kaleidoscope Theater this morning a little bit, but we'll share a little bit of what we did this weekend. Tom and I got to spend some time painting.
Yes.
That's
we
right.
were at Oakland Terrace Elementary School. It rained cats and dogs for
it
the
did.
Entirety of the time we were there.
Yeah, never got the chainsaw out. Which
no.
I was looking, it needs a lot of chainsawing over there.
At least.
At least,
maybe a backhoe or
something.
Some like yard that. Work is yet to be done.
Yard work with power tools is fun, though. I mean, really.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
The more power, the more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And there's some...
What's your favorite power tool, Tom?
Outdoor.
Mine's going to be a tractor of some nature.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I think mine is, too. I like tractors.
The tractor.
And
Brandon?
I would have loved to have driven a tractor around that yard.
He's not a yard work guy.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
He's a lifeguard. They don't let power tools in there.
No.
His favorite power tool is his
Isn't
whistle.
Isn't there a video game where you do some farming or something?
That's not the same.
It's not the same.
Okay.
I think the
you
only...
I was trying.
The only real tool I've used is maybe a pressure washer for
those
the
are fun.
Okay, that's good.
Those are
that
fun.
That counts, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
There was some guy had a big pressure washer there cleaning the entry. Looks good when he was done, too.
Yes.
That was a major pressure washer.
Yeah, the school needs a little bit of
What is happening
help.
Here that Oakland Terrace is so run down?
It is a, I think it's just been forgotten.
Okay.
There's a few students there. It's about 300 students. So their FTE, which stands for full-time enrollment,
mm-hmm.
is low. And you get money for your school based on how many students you have. And it is set for about 300 or so students.
Okay.
So, when that translates into dollars, that's not a lot of dollars.
And it's a big campus.
It's a huge campus.
I mean, that thing is huge.
How many kids could fit there?
It's really More maxed out about 300, maybe 350 you could squeeze in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's not enough money to keep the school up.
That's one of the issues. I think it has been let go.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a 1960s type campus.
Yeah.
There's a lot of small buildings, you know, there are groups of classrooms and small buildings.
A lot of green space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of green space needs to be cared for.
A lot of, planting areas, flower mm-hmm. garden type things that are...
So more maintenance than maybe a modern building.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would think
part of the problem.
A modern 300-person school would probably be, could even be a single building.
Sure.
And this is not. This is a bunch of outbuildings, and there's
and
a lot.
And on top of that, nobody has been paying attention to it.
Well, I think people have, but it's to that place now where it is so massive that one or even two individuals can't really handle it.
It'll take a lot of TLC to bring that campus back up to operational standards, I would think. It just needs help.
We lived in a house on Jinx Avenue, and when we moved there, the couple that had lived there before, an older couple, had planted all this stuff in the front, and then they just let it all go.
Right.
And it was bad enough you couldn't see the house from the road. I mean, it was really bad. And so we tried by going, you know, little bit by little bit, just kind of cleaning up a little bit. But by the time you got back around to it, it was all grown up.
Right.
It was too much to maintain.
You need a massive effort.
We really just had to do the, you know, kind of the scorched earth sort of thing and start from ground zero.
A lot of the buildings have nice foundation planning around them and could look good. But, you know, you've got, straggly rose bushes that are 6 feet high that somebody needs to tend them. And you've got some... miscellaneous things that were bushes and are now
trees,
and they're kind of growing up into the eaves of the building and into the walkways and stuff like that. And if they're not taken care of soon, then I think there's going to be some problems with them damaging some of the buildings. And it just, like I said, it was unfortunate. It was a rainy day out there because I had come fully prepared to just light into that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can schedule a second day.
Oh, we will.
You'll keep us posted.
I think we're going to schedule an outdoor day, too, where everybody comes dressed for outdoors, where we just go in there, and if we could get 10, 15 people with power tools and
a
large...
plan.
You
and
probably
a,
shouldn't invite
and a,
me.
And a large...
Given the last time
yes,
I was
exactly.
gardening, you probably don't
We need a large dumpster too, and just get that taken care of. And I think that's something that the community should be able to do for that school.
Yes.
Yeah.
And okay, keep us posted, nice. Guys.
Absolutely, we will. But we had that. We had plenty of rain for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Vegas was out
How
of Sweet
was
Bay.
That?
I didn't go.
You didn't go. Calvin,
no.
Calvin.
Did he play in the rain?
No, the rain let up
it
on Saturday.
It had let up Saturday yeah. night. Yeah. Okay.
No, Calvin went, and he said it was a great concert.
I heard it was a fantastic concert. Yeah.
Tony,
I did not
Tony
go.
Tony can really...
I opted...
He said both Carlos Santana Tony and the Beatles Tony showed up,
oh, wow.
which I said, I've not been to one of his
no,
concerts
everybody
where
wanted
both
to
of
go.
Them show
I was,
up.
I was writing papers, homework. I had procrastinated. So.
Wouldn't it have been better to do all that homework when it was raining so you could go out and play?
It would have been much
nice?
Better if you'd taken your yeah. wife on a date to the Tony Vegas concert.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, but I did take the family out. It was sort of impromptu on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took the, we it was a little experiment. We took the six-year-old to the Melting Pot.
Huh. Did she like fondue? Who doesn't like fondue?
Well,
his six-year-old.
The chocolate one.
She did like the chocolate.
She liked the chocolate one, yeah.
Amazingly, her appetite came back just in time
for
the
chocolate
course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably not the best place for her. We thought we'd give it a little shot. I mean, she wasn't terrible, but, you know, it's a long sit through dinner there. So.
It's an experience.
It was an experience. And it's much more of a pleasurable experience, which is the two of us. You know.
But I hope she doesn't listen to your radio show.
Oh, no, she's much like everybody else in my family. They don't.
I've been driving
my mom's car. She does not have a preset for us.
She does now, right?
Yes, she does now.
There you go. That's how it works. Enough about us. Lois, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you. Would you like to know what I
rehearse?
Did Saturday?
Of course you would.
Yes.
I was at Floriopolis for Salty Dog Days in St. Andrews.
Oh, yes.
Because I go there. I volunteer there every Saturday. If there's an organization, I'm kind of volunteering.
There you go. Well, that's all right.
But
she's
as far
a compulsive
as,
volunteer.
I am.
I'm in
a program. Hi, my name is Lois. I'm a volunteer.
I've been a volunteer for 12 years. Yes.
I've been a volunteer for 50-some, but okay.
Anyway, we got to invite her more often, someone to go against Tom.
We already have it all scheduled out, but you're welcome to come in
between. Oh, I need another
That's
day.
That's right.
Oh,
That's
I fine. Won't talk about that
Sorry,
now.
I keep interrupting.
But hey, Kaleidoscope, right. We're opening our 47th season, and yes,
wow.
I've been there all but half a season.
Really?
Yeah. So pretty cool for an all-volunteer organization.
That's a long time.
Organization is loose. For a loosely based organization. So we're excited, and we're opening with a musical called First Date, the musical. It's a contemporary rock musical, and the directors are Harley Benner and Bunny Hibbard.
Very good.
And that starts this weekend?
The dynamic directing duo.
The dynamic directing duo, and that opens this Friday night.
Now, how many shows have the two of them directed together?
A bazillion, roughly.
Well, together, they used to direct separately as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now, whenever one of them does a show, the other one tags on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say actually maybe 10 or more. But individually, Bunny has directed quite a few more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Harley's, well, he's tech. He does a lot of tech, and he's a wonderful singer and actor, and as well as Bunny being the same. But they're not in this one.
What about you? Are you playing a role?
I don't sing solo.
Oh, okay.
Well, on stage.
You sing solo,
in the
no
shower,
one hears you.
Maybe
I try. I try. I'm great. In choruses.
Sure.
You know, you need a chorus person for some big musical. I'll sing and dance, but mm-hmm. no.
Yeah, me too. I'm the consummate backup singer.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
I like being in the front. I don't know that I deserve it, but I like it.
Well, I'm still in the front. I just don't sing.
Oh,
I make sure I'm in the front.
The last role I had in community theater was in college, and I was cast as somebody that I don't remember in The Fiddler on the Roof.
I don't know that role.
It was one of the...
it was I don't one remember of the, that character either, Lois. I've seen that several times.
It was one of the suitors for one of the girls. And I don't remember his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Made a big impression.
Yeah, apparently right. It did.
It was probably
well,
Russian.
Well, he got turned down, yes. So, you know.
No, it was that was always fun. I got into theater, in community theater, when I was in high school. The first play that we did was, or that I was a part of, was The Man Who Came to Dinner, which is a fantastic play. Yeah, that was my first real experiences with theater.
Well, come on out to Kaleidoscope.
If I had the time.
Yes, it does take a
it
lot of
time.
It yes. does take time.
So I'm thinking, you know, once I get this doctorate out of the way and... get the kids off, so, to college.
Off to college, yeah.
So you know how much time and effort these people have put into
oh, yeah.
it,
mm-hmm.
which means that's why you come and support it.
Absolutely.
That's the whole issue.
Of
these
course.
People have worked very, very hard, and they appreciate an audience.
Very good.
Sure.
Well, let's grab a little bit of music, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the play, and talk a little bit more, of course, about Kaleidoscope Theater and whatever else Lois wants to talk about. She's the guest today, right?
Good.
It's 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Here is some Genesis in the Land of Confusion. This is The Mix on your local public radio station in HD 90.7 WKGC.
But I can't. bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out there alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. So touchdown brings me round again. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man. A rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings
weekdays at 9 a.m. on WKGC 90.7 FM, your local public radio station in HD.
Spanning spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport.
We are spanning the globe on the next Asola Jazz. Music from Australia, Japan, England, Germany, and the U.S. of A. The Asola Jazz airs Saturdays at 7 p.m. right here on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
Support for programming on WKGC comes from our members and Citizens Property Insurance, reminding its policyholders to report claims promptly so they can be set on the road to recovery. More at CitizensFLA.com and at CitizensFLA on Twitter.
I hope you had a great weekend. We're going to see more of the summer-like weather this week with hot and humid conditions each day. It's going to feel like 100 to 105 degrees, even though high temperatures will generally be around that 90-degree mark for the beaches and the coast, and around 90 to 93 inland. It's definitely going to feel much warmer than that. Isolated or scattered showers each day this week. For GC 90.7 FM and HD, I'm News 13 meteorologist Anthony Peoples.
And our programming today is sponsored in part by Sweet Bay. Sweet Bay is a bayfront village in Panama City designed to inspire natural and relaxed living with a dash of southern charm. The Sweet Bay community features parks, walking trails to the water, a future town center, and much more. And if you'd like to find out more information about the Sweet Bay community, just give them a call, 844-35-SWEET, or go online to sweetbayfl.com. And we're back here in Studio A, atop the Advanced Technology Center on the beautiful campus of Gulf Coast State College.
High atop.
There you go.
How did Super Saturday go?
I don't know. I wasn't here. I was busy cleaning
Oakland
Terrace Elementary School.
You were at Oakland Terrace, and we were here, or other folks on our staff were here, registering people for fall semester, which starts August 21st, which you can still do at gulfcoast.edu.
That's right. And since I have not seen any of our other staff, except for producer Brandon, but I don't think you were here on Saturday, were you?
No, I wasn't here on Saturday.
It must have either gone really well or really bad, because I've not seen them yet today.
Okay.
I think if it had been really well, one of
other
Brandon would have let us know by now.
Yeah, so that's I have no idea.
Okay.
I was doing some community service.
All right. Well,
as was I.
The other thing on campus, before classes start, there'll be the first volleyball game, and the volleyball schedule is now public.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
When
it is posted to gcathletics.com. First game is a scrimmage on August 19th. That's a Saturday. The game will be here at noon against Dillard University.
And we are still ironing out our broadcast schedule.
That's
for sporting events.
Yes, that's right. But
so we'll figure that
out. You can just come watch in person, and you don't have to worry about where it's broadcast.
At the Billy Harrison Fieldhouse.
That's right.
That is true.
Very good. We have Lois. Mm-hmm. Lois from Kaleidoscope, as I will just forever call you.
Well, that's better than Lois Houseman Carter, which I get email or I get mail addressed to Lois Houseman because that's my maiden name.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I get mail addressed to Lois Houseman, and I'm thinking, it's been a long, I mean, I know who she is, but it's been a long time. So, but I often go by Lois at Kaleidoscope.
I think that works.
It's good to have several different monikers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's aliases. My stage name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So tell us a little bit about the show that you all have coming up that opens this weekend, right?
Correct.
First Date, the musical.
Right. Well, it's actually about two people who are on a blind date, one of whom is a serial blind dater. And the other, this is a newbie, all right? And so they are visited by, in kind of dream sequence, their parents and friends, the waiter, ex-girlfriends, people like this who then do these episodes, these songs about how they should act or how bad they are or how good they are. Mm-hmm. And it's really very funny and just a great show. And we have wonderful singers. Everybody's really a good singer. So especially our leads are Malia Sylvester and Christian Becerra. And they are fabulous.
Now, I know Malia is a student here at Gulf Coast.
Right.
I'm not sure about Christian.
I think Christian just graduated high school, but I may be wrong.
We need to get him in here then.
He's wonderful, mm-hmm. though. He's done he's done theater, and he's a fabulous singer and actor, and really a nice person.
Well, that's good,
good
too.
To know too.
That is good.
And if, I mean, any community member can audition, right? You hold auditions in advance of the shows.
Right. We have open auditions. You don't have to have any experience. You just come in and sign up, and you'll do cold readings from the script, essentially, okay. unless it's a musical where you will be
then you have to
asked
sing
to
too.
Sing
sure.
and possibly dance and okay. that type of thing. We rarely have prepared auditions, though sometimes for the musicals we'll tell you what songs each okay. character needs to know. Mm-hmm. And we do have auditions actually coming up. What date is that? It's the Monday and Tuesday after we open. So what is that?
That is the 14th and 15th.
Oh, all right.
It's for Accomplice.
Thank you.
A Rupert Holmes intriguing mystery.
It is. It is. It's a fabulous show. It's only four characters, and each of them has to have three different accents that they do well.
Oh.
Proper British, Cockney, and American. And we're really working on that English-American accent. We're not sure if we can find anyone who'd be able to pull that off. This American is hard.
Sure.
Here. So.
Oh, a British, a Brit with an American accent.
Well,
oh,
no.
That's tough.
No, you have to figure out what nationality these people are. That's part of the mystery.
Sure.
Oh,
and they
wow.
keep changing who they are and who they like and what they're doing and what country
that,
they're from.
Southern drawl is not a part of those the required accent.
No,
y'all.
But it often fits in many of our shows,
oh,
no
sure
matter
does.
What we're doing. Italian, yes, that's close enough. But go to yeah. our webpage, which is kt-online.org. And we have a tab there for auditions. It'll tell you everything about what you need to do for auditions. And that's also where you can buy your tickets online.
Well, very good. So the show is called First Date. It's about a blind date, right?
Right.
How many of you have been on blind dates before? Anyone want to admit it? Tori's choking up over there.
I married a blind date.
Did you really?
I did. Not the one I'm married to now. He was not... It was. I was
That's
too
so
blind
romantic.
At the time. Well, yeah.
You stayed blind for how long?
14 years.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, probably should have visited an ophthalmologist earlier. Just saying.
Perhaps, but it was a fun date.
Anybody else blind dates? No?
No.
I never have either.
No, I've never had that experience.
I have been out with friends who brought other friends who I didn't really know who they were, but it wasn't like a blind date.
What set Brandon date. Up on a blind date?
I don't How about know it? About it. Maybe.
All
right.
Yeah.
He's blushing. He's blushing.
I am not a...
Don't tease Brandon, Tori. No, that's not nice.
And that was not a blind date. So.
Well, I'm not a matchmaker. It doesn't work out well when I do it. So
yeah, you don't like to. Nobody wants to be responsible if it doesn't go well.
No,
no,
you don't. You know, that's not.
And Brandon's mom is one of our coworkers too. So
yeah,
it just gets really sticky.
She likes to play matchmaker a lot.
Oh, really? So we get together with your mom then? Oh, even better, Scott. This is getting fun.
I know. I'm staying out of it. His mom's over in HR. That could have
now. I know where she is.
Havoc on my career here. You know, suddenly I'm fired. You know. Anyway.
But how much is it to get into the Kaleidoscope Theater?
In advance.
Yes. Can we buy season tickets?
You can buy season tickets through this play.
Okay.
Then we stop selling them.
Oh, all right.
And you can buy either five admission season tickets or seven.
All right.
And we're doing one, two, three, seven shows. But that gives you the opportunity of going, yeah, I don't think I want to see that one. Oh, but I don't know why anyone would say that.
I don't know why they would either.
Right.
But everybody has different tastes. And so through... Mm-hmm. the run of this show, you can buy a season ticket, and that's a significant savings. And your regular tickets at the door are 20 for regular people, whatever those people are, 19 for seniors and military, and 12 for students. And the adult and the military are $2 cheaper if you buy in advance.
The season pass. Or pack,
well,
or five-pack.
No, if you make your reservation in advance.
Oh, so we call
and,
you.
And so you can call also, 850-265-3226, or you can go online and get them there.
Okay, perfect.
And how many shows are in a season, and how long's the season?
She said seven shows.
We're paying attention.
I was communicating through the window with Chef Paul, who's we've brought in.
My nephew wrote First Date.
We'll sit down.
Oh, we'll get a microphone. Get down,
oh
get
my
producer
gosh,
Brandon.
This is get terrific. Are you coming to the show?
I literally just was sitting downstairs and heard y'all talking about it, and my nephew is Alan Zachary.
How cool. Well, get him down here and have him come see the show, and and you come. Are you coming? I have a ticket with me. I'll give you a ticket. Not to any of these other people, but
she told me she wouldn't. She didn't have any tickets.
I did not say that.
Now she has a ticket.
No, I don't have.
So first off, we should introduce this character. This is Chef Paul. Paul Ashman.
Character is a good word for Chef Paul.
And he's known around here affectionately as Chef Paul.
Yes.
Because are you the program manager for culinary, right?
Well, no, the program coordinator is Stephen Withall.
Okay.
I've just been here a long time.
And he cooks really well.
And makes a killer brioche, let me tell you. It's just, oof.
And you have your hands on the 3D chocolate printer, which makes you one of the most popular people on probably in Bay County.
Yes, it is. It's a pretty neat machine. I'm looking forward to introducing the students to it.
Yeah. But this is your nephew.
Okay, my nephew, Alan Zachary?
Yeah, Alan Zachary.
Music and lyrics by Alan Zachary. Cool.
Yeah, they did the music for it. He's written a lot for Disney and Universal. They're doing a they're doing a musical version of Secondhand Lions.
Okay.
But First Date I think was his first Broadway show. And he's married to my niece, who's also, she's an actress there in New York.
They're in New York?
And she's in the new movie with, it's about Salinger and Catcher in the Rye. I think it's called Rebel in the Rye.
Something like that.
Yes, but she's in that movie.
What kind of role she got?
I'm not really sure. I just... saw
get out of
a
here,
blurb
Paul.
That she's in.
No, that's really cool. What a small world.
Do you think the First Date play is autobiographical at all?
It's really funny.
Do you know him well enough?
Talking to Alan, and they gave a number of interviews about it and about part of it being, you know, autobiographical.
Okay.
But yeah, just
that's
pretty
adorable.
Neat that I was just sitting downstairs listening and y'all are talking about it. And
notice that I hadn't said the authors. Written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, always requests this. Oh, every book by Alan Weinsberg, music and lyrics by Alan Zachary and Michael Weiner.
Yes, that's his writing partner.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so if you
that's very impressive.
So we are doing it here, and we have an uncle of the author here.
That's right.
Cool.
And this is rated R, though. A little bit of language.
Yeah, a lot of language. And
some adult situations.
Adult situations. Thank
Producer
you.
Producer Brandon, you can't go.
I don't know what R means.
Tom, yes, you can't go either.
Yeah, that's true.
I can go.
We don't let you out of the house that late anyway.
No.
Time, I'm sure that you gave that to us already. But what's the time for the show?
I probably didn't, but our curtain is 7:30 on Friday and Saturday nights and 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Perfect.
Very good. Well, let's take a quick little break. We've got the Bengals and Manic Monday. It's appropriate, right? Mm-hmm. On the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
listening to The Morning Mix with Scott Kirkman on 90.7 WKGC.
Morning Edition is everywhere.
Lourdes Garcia,
Alice Fusion,
Ari Shapiro,
NPR News,
Monrovia,
Sao Paulo,
Beirut,
London. Reporting from bunkers, streets, alleys, jungles, and deserts. But most importantly, we're wherever you are. Start your day with a trip around the world and wake up with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Fusing the arts and cutting-edge technology, Gulf Coast State College's digital media program is accepting new and returning students for fall semester. Use your own desire and creative vision to determine how far you'd like to travel on digital media's road to higher education. Earn certificates in audio or video production. Work towards an associate's degree in digital media or broadcasting. Or take it all the way to a bachelor's degree in digital media's state-of-the-art facilities. We invite you to take a tour today. Contact Dr. G at 769-1551. One extension 5886.
God rest his soul.
Lord, mercy.
I
And that's Sugar Ray on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, and he's going to fly. I was in college when that one came out, I think. Brandon, you... Yeah, never mind. Lois was dancing, though.
Yeah.
We need cameras up here. We really
don't. Don't say that. No, don't. Please don't say that, because the other Brandon is just... He's
I've told him
already. Over this.
I told him already. We need some cameras. We need to be able to capture...
Work on the
you're going to ruin the mystique.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of mystique we have here. But maybe not.
Well,
the
I don't know. If people saw us, they probably quit watching. I mean, listening to us. That's
See, because now people just have a vision in their mind of what you look like, and that could be positive. So you might want to leave it there.
I guarantee you, if they have any vision at all and they're not feeling queasy, it's positive.
It's possible.
We're all tense.
Yes. We're all scared of the cameras that could. We like it when Brandon takes a quick snapshot, though. That's fun. Yeah.
Well, we are coming up on 10 o'clock. We have Lois from Kaleidoscope Theater here. Give us the details, the rundown of the show again, time, date, location, all
Money.
That good stuff.
First date, the musical, the first play in Kaleidoscope Theater's 47th season.
Wow.
Opening this Friday, August the 11th, running for 3 weekends, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, and on Sundays at 2 p.m., get your tickets and your reservations online at www.kt-online.org and calling 265-3226. Reservations in advance are $2 cheaper than the door. Door prices are $20 for adults and $19 for seniors and military. Students are 12, no matter in advance or not. You don't get the deal.
It's all good. She did that all by memory.
I know.
And, the other thing is, if you quit volunteering there, you might be able to, with that delivery, you might be able to volunteer at like a drag strip or something. That was pretty good. I like that.
Sunday. I love drag.
Wait a minute.
We
might be talking
clarify.
About different. Yeah, we might qualify.
Hey, both kinds are lots of fun.
They are.
In
they are.
So many different ways.
Coming up tomorrow on the mix, we have Stacey Legg, and I think Steve Taylor may be joining her as well to talk about Elevate Bay.
What is Elevate Bay?
Elevate Bay is the district's desire to get 1,000 mentors in the schools.
Oh, that's great.
To mentor the kids in various different ways. Brandon asked me the other day what kind of mentor I was going to be, and I told him a good one.
Uh-huh.
That was what I was hoping. That's what I was shooting for. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. That'll be right here at 9 o'clock.
Great. So. I brought some music news for Music News Monday, but if we're out of time, I can come back another day.
It could be Music News Tuesday.
It could. I can rain check
totally
you if you'd like.
Totally forgot about that.
That's okay.
We're going to have to take the rain check.
Okay.
It's 9:55. We'll round out and take you up to, I almost said 12 noon, but that would be skipping a couple of hours. How about 10 o'clock instead? A little of the Jay Giles Band, one of my favorites. Yeah, going back to the 80s for Freeze Frame. Right here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station in HD.